Talk about some stock movers that we're watching as well. First up is Lordstown Motors, which we saw surge last week because the company said it was going to be selling its plant to Foxconn. But now, out with a note this morning is Adam Jonas weighing in and saying, maybe that deal wasn't such a great one for the company.
Yeah, the real dog here, Julie, is Lordstown. I mean, the stock is down about, what, 74-75% year to date. I mean, it's been a complete embarrassment. And take note on what Jonas's price target is here. It's $2. So let's say Lordstown would hit that price target by Jonas of $2. That would bring the stock below the company's book value, which is about $3.40 a share or so, according to Yahoo Finance Plus data. So you're essentially saying the company is no longer worth, would potentially no longer worth the assets it has in the ground. But again, just start making cars, Lordstown. Whatever you want to make, just start getting the stuff out there. We wish you
I
well.
don't think that's happening imminently, but the company was also downgraded to underweight by Jonas, but he is far from alone here. There's only one buy on the stock at this point, two holds and six sells. The average price target is $5, so well above where Jonas has his price target right now, all of that according to Bloomberg data. Another stock that we are watching this morning, and this one also having to do with an analyst call, is Albertsons. BMO Capital cutting that stock to an underperform as well. It's down 3% this morning. BMO talking about increasing wage costs, a more price-sensitive consumer environment. Although, as you noted in our chats this morning, that doesn't necessarily comport with what we heard from Pepsi.
Yeah, hold up. I understand the downgrade, especially ahead of the company's earnings. I get it. I was an analyst. I understand what they're trying to do, get a little attention here. But look what PepsiCo CFO Hugh Johnson just told us. One, they just issued 2022 guidance because their business is so strong. Two, in large part, they came out with that guidance because they're telling, he just told us that consumers are in these stores not looking at what they're putting in their basket and what it effectively costs. So you're seeing PepsiCo, and I now suspect many others, a Coca-Cola, Dr. Pepper, Campbell's Soup, all of these companies have now raised prices. Most consumers appear to absolutely care less. They're still buying these products. Theoretically, that should be good for grocery store sector margins and their sales. But, we can't agree on everything.
No, indeed, we cannot. So we'll see what ends up happening with that stock. And then finally, this morning, one that you flagged to us is NVIDIA, not because of any particular news out on the company, but just because it's been trending as of late, I believe, is why it caught your eye. It fell along with technology yesterday, and the stock is rebounding today along with technology stocks.
Julie, second straight day in a row that NVIDIA is among the top three trending tickers on the Yahoo Finance platform. Definitely caught my attention. Julie, I wouldn't be surprised if it reflects this move higher we've seen in Bitcoin over the past 24 to 48 hours. As we know, NVIDIA has a major hand in the crypto mining community. A lot of its technology gets used to mine crypto. I wouldn't be shocked if that's why you're seeing NVIDIA really bounce back off the lows of late last week.
Yeah, and I would mention as well that NVIDIA tends to be a high trending ticker. What interests me about this company is it's a nearly $500 billion company. We talk about the FANGs very frequently, but really NVIDIA can, I think, be put into that basket at times as well, just in terms of being a super mega cap technology company that has its tendrils in a lot of different aspects of the technology world. Yes, it is associated with crypto, but really does not get anywhere near a majority of its revenue from that sector. It's quite a small slice of its revenue. Does a lot of graphics and gaming, obviously. I just had a background call recently with its head of multiverse efforts, which I'll have to talk more about at some point. So
Yeah, let's
it's an
take that
interesting
offline.
one here.
Let's take that off. Let's
Yes.
take that one off. Multiverse? Okay.
Well, yes. We're not talking about the
Okay.
Marvel one. We're talking about the actual one, or what they're calling multiverse.